Today's shiur is Masechta Beya Daf Ches, and we will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the sixth wide line. We had learned in the Mishnah, Hashoichet Chayiv Oif B'Yontif, if somebody shechts a Chayiv and Oif B'Yontif, and the halachi is that when one shechts a Chayiv or a bird, there's an obligation to do Kisi Hadam, to cover the blood. And the question in our Mishnah was, what could he do to get earth to cover the dam? Beis Shammai says, Yachba B'Dechka V'Yechasa, he could dig with a shovel to cover, and Beis Hillel disagree. Says the Gemara, Hashoichet, from the fact that the Mishnah uses the terminology Hashoichet, somebody who shechted, it seems to be teaching us the Yevet in, that even Beis Shammai, who are makel in our Mishnah, are only makel in a b'diavad, in an after-the-fact situation. L'chatchila loy, but Beis Shammai agree that l'chatchila one may not shecht if he doesn't have earth prepared to do the shechita. Ask the Gemara, Eima Seifa, let's continue learning the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel, oy mirim lo yishchoit, Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to shecht. Bechlal, doesn't that seem to indicate the Tanakama, the Beis Shammai, the Tanakama, who disagreeing with Beis Hillel, holds Savar Yishchot, that it's not just B'di'evid, L'chatchila, one may shecht, even if he doesn't have earth prepared. Says the Gemara, Holoi Kasha. That's not a question. L'yishchot v'chasakamah. What Beis Hillel means to say is, he's not allowed to shecht and cover the dam, even after he shechted, and he now has the issue that he has dam to cover, tells us Beis Hillel he's not allowed to cover that blood. However, that's according to this interpretation. Beis Hillel is also discussing a situation after he shechted, what is he allowed to do, and Beis Shammai is also only discussing an after the fact situation, a b'di'evit situation, but both will agree that shechita should not be done if there is no earth prepared beforehand to cover the blood with. Eima Seifa, but let's continue learning the Mishnah. Amoidim, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, Shem Shochat, that everybody agrees that if he shechted, and now he has the dam, Sheshach B'Bedecha V'Yichasa, he could dig with a shovel and cover the blood. Mechlal, so this is very obvious, the Reisha Lavdi Yevidhu. The end of the Mishnah is discussing what to be done in the B'di'evit situation. So it's clear that the beginning of the Mishnah is discussing a L'chatchila situation. So therefore, that we proved that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about L'chatchila, so now the Gemara explains the Mishnah that way. Amar Rava, Rav explains, Hachikam, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Hashoichet Shebali Molech, if a Shoichet comes to ask us what he should do, Ketzer Aymalai, what should he tell him? If he has to Shecht a Chai or Oif, and he doesn't have offer prepared, Beshamai tell him, says Aymalai, we should tell him, Shchoit, Shecht first, Chafoir, and after you Shecht, and you don't have dam, and you don't have offer available, and you have to do kisya dam, chafor, dig, fechasei, and cover that dam. Beis Hillel Aymrim, and Beis Hillel disagree, and they hold, lo yishchad elam kain hayuloi, offer mucham ibayjoim. He has no right to shecht unless he has prepared offer from beforehand. Rav Yosef Oma, Rav Yosef says, hachikama. This is the way to understand the position of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Hashoich shibali imaleich, a shoich that comes to ask a question. He wants to shecht a chayiv oif. He doesn't have offer available. What do we tell him? Ketzer oimeloi, Beisham oimeloi chafor, dig the earth first, shchoit v'chasei, and then shecht, and then cover it up. Beisil oimrim, lo yishchari shen shecht, amken hayiloi offer mucham ibayjoin. So what is the machloikis at this point between Rav and Rav Yosef? In understanding Beis Hillel, there actually is no machlokes. They both have the exact interpretation. The machlokes is only in how to understand Beis Shammai. And it's a very minute difference. According to Rav's interpretation, we the Rav would tell this person first Shecht and only after the Shechita, and now you're faced with the issue that you have to do Kisui Adam, now go dig earth to cover. And according to Reb Yosef, we tell him first to dig the earth and then afterwards to actually do the Shechita. What is the basis of this difference of opinion and what he should do first and what should he do second? Amoy Abayi L'Rav Yosef. So Abayi says to Rav Yosef, Lema Mav Rabba, but Rav Zera Maravka Mifugisi. Maybe the basis of your difference of opinion, what order should be followed, is based on a din of what Rav Zera said. Dom Rav Zera Marav, Hashoichet, somebody who shechs, Chai Voif, and as we're learning, the halacha is that he has to do Kisui Adam, says Rav Zera, he has to put a layer of earth below the blood and above the blood. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'shafach es damoy v'chisa ba'ofar, ofel loy nemar. It would have been just adequate for the pasuk to say v'shachet es damoy v'chisa ofar. The Torah doesn't just say the word ofar. The Torah says be'ofar. He has to have a layer of earth on the bottom and a layer of earth on the bottom. The Mar, so the Gemara wants to suggest that Rav Yosef, who holds that first he has to prepare the earth, holds the Rav Zera. So that's why he has to first dig the earth. So he should have a layer of earth available, then do the Shechita, and then do the Shechita. And Rava, less like Rav Zera, doesn't agree with Reb Zera's approach, and therefore he holds that you could do the Shechita first, and after you do the Shechita, then afterwards you'll have the dilemma and you'll do the digging and covering with the earth. The Rishonim discuss, well, we're learning now that Reb Zera teaches us that we have to have a layer of earth on the bottom. What does that mean? Does that mean that we have to specifically prepare earth on the bottom? In other words, what will be the halacha if we're shechting outdoors? So we're shechting on earth. Is that adequate? Or does the halacha require that we explicitly prepare earth for the Kisui Hadam? And actually, that shaila perhaps could be reflected in a din in Shulchan Aruch. Because in Shulchan Aruch it says that when somebody does Kisui Adam, he makes a bracha, Ashakisharam Tzotzotzvon Alechasos Hadam. And then in Shulchan Aruch there are two opinions if he adds the word Be'ofar. So Mefarshim ask, why would we have to say the word Be'ofar? Whenever we make a bracha, we don't mention all the details of the mitzvah. For example, when we make a bracha L'Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, like Ner Shal Yontif, we don't say L'Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos B'nei Reis. So perhaps the machloikis of what the proper nusach is based on these two opinions. The Manda Omer that holds that you have to explicitly prepare or at least designate the earth on the ground, that's why we says L'chasas Hadam B'ofor. The offer has to be specifically designated. The other man Dhamma says, as long as there's earth on the ground, we will makayim the mitzvah. And that's why it's enough to say L'chas Estam. So the Gemara now wants to say that the machloikis between Rabbi and Rav Yosef, what order should be taken according to Beshamai, Chfira first or Chfira after the Shechita, is based if they agree with Rav Yosef or not. Amalei, so Rav Yosef told Abaya, Bein L'didi, Bein L'Ravi, Islan Rav Zera. Both Rav and I could agree with Rav Zera. What is the machlokes between us based on? Rabbi holds, even by Shammai, who are more lenient than our Mishnah regarding Shechita when offer is not prepared, only hold that one can do a Shechita if there is offer on the ground already. Eloi, if there is no offer prepared on the ground beforehand, even by Shammai Eloi will agree that Shechita may not be done. Why? Because Chashinin, we're concerned, even Beisham is concerned, that if we will allow someone to dig up earth, to prepare earth on the ground, Dimla Mimlech V'lo Shachet, then he will have done that melacha of preparing the earth, and then he'll decide not to shecht, and it comes out that he was Mechal Yontif. So therefore, even Beis Shammai says Rava will agree under such circumstances Shechita cannot be done. Uladi, however, says Rav Yosef, according to me, Ha'adifa, I say, go and prepare earth on the ground. Isn't there a concern that if I prepare earth on the ground and then afterwards change my mind and don't do the Shechita, I will be Mechalul Yontif? Says Rabbi Yosef, I'm not disagreeing that that is a consideration, but I still say do it, because the Loishar slave, because they will not allow him to do that, what will happen is Aslam Nu Simchas Yontif, he will have at the end held back from Simchas Yontif by not having done the Shechita and not having that food available to him. And there's a machlokes in the Mefarshim how to understand the Shechita of Beis Hillel after having heard this explanation of the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Many Mefarshim hold that Beis Hillel is not affected by this discussion. Beis Hillel hold, you're not allowed to shecht, you're not allowed to, if you don't have offer prepared. Nothing, it makes no difference. However, there are Mefarshim that say that Beis Hillel is always one step more machmer than Beis Shammai. So yes, according to Rava's understanding, even Beis Shammai is only makel when the offer, when there's offer on the ground. And Beis Hillel will say, even if you have offer on the ground, you cannot be makel, you have to have offer totally prepared. But according to Rav Yosef's explanation, the way we're understanding it now, Rav Yosef is saying that Beis Shammai is makel even when there is no offer prepared on the ground. So some want to suggest that Beis Hillel will hold that if there's offer on the ground, even though there is no offer available for the dam to cover the dam, it will be mutter to shecht. There's a shaila that Rav Shlomo Kluger asks in the shaila of Tshuva's Tov Tam V'das. The halacha is that if one is wearing a talus on Shabbos and his tzitzis are ripped, are torn off, the halacha is he may continue wearing that talus. Reason being, because on Shabbos we're not allowed to make tzitzis. So since we're not allowed to make tzitzis, says the Mardechai, and that's the way the Paiskim quote it, you didn't do anything wrong. You're wearing a talus and you have no right to put on the tzitzis. Continue wearing your talus. So asks Rav Shlomo Kluger, why is there a discussion in our Mishnah and Gemara what the halach is that if somebody has to do shechita and he doesn't have offer prepared, what should he do? The halach is that if it's yontif, you can't dig, so you shouldn't have to do kisui adam. So Rav Chanan explains that the situations are different. In the case of the person wearing the talus, he put on the talus, didn't do anything wrong. Now the tzitzis were torn off. So the halach is that in yontif, one is not obligated, Shabbos, one is not obligated to put on tzitzis. He can wear the talus. Here the person is coming to do the shechita, knowing that he's going to have a problem with kisui hadam. That's not the same. Says Rav Chanan, you're not supposed to do shechita under that circumstances. Rav Shach has a different explanation in why we can't compare the two cases. Rav Shach says that shechita and kisui adam are not to be viewed as two separate mitzvahs. Rather, kisui adam is an extension, a continuation of the mitzvah shechita. And therefore, says Rav Shach, in understanding our Gemara, if one will not be able to do the kisui adam, so snapshot, he could do the shechita and not the kisui adam. The kisui adam and shechita are all one mitzvah. And I think I have a right to that word, because the Bahag, the Ramban, say interesting din. Normally we know the halacha is that when one does a mitzvah, he makes a bracha over a siyasa before doing the mitzvah. So if somebody shechts, when should he, and then he's going to have to do kisui adam, we would think that he should make the bracha right before he does the kisui adam. Says the Bahag and the Ramban, no. Do the kisui hadam, and then afterwards make the bracha. You're supposed to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. But according to Rav Shach's word, it's very understandable. Because Rav Shach is teaching us that this kisui hadam is a continuation of the Maisa Shechita, so you're not supposed to interrupt in the middle, and that's why I do the Kisui Adam and then make the Bracha. Continued the Gemara, Amaydim, we learned in the Mishnah, Shem Shachat, that everybody agrees that if he did Shecht, Shiach Bebedechka of Yechasa, he should dig with a shovel and cover the blood. When one is digging this earth, the Rishonim in understanding this Gemara, and we'll discuss all these various malachas, understand that there are very many different malachas that may be violated. One is the malacha of Harisha, digging earth. Another one is Tchina, grinding, or as the Gemara will call it, Ketisha. Another is Binyan, construction, he's making a hole in the earth. And the fourth is Muksa, offer, earth is Muksa. And therefore what the Gemara now, the Mitzvah Shem, will focus on is how could somebody go and be Yach B'Bedek of Yechasa when all of these malachas may be violated. I'm Rav Zreik Rav Yehuda, so therefore Rav Zreik Rav Yehuda explains, for who sheyesh lo deka nox me by joy. Our Mishnah is discussing a case where he has the shovel in the ground from Erev Yontif. So since he has it from before Yontif, we don't have an issue of muksa because it's prepared from beforehand. It's also not an issue of harisha because since the shovel was in the ground from beforehand, so we don't have, we're not digging, it's already been dug into. As the Gemara, we might have resolved the issue of harisha and muksa of a ketisha, he's grinding by taking the pieces of earth and crumbling them. Isn't that called grinding? And as Mefarshim explained, why did the Gemara wait to ask this kasha until after we heard what Rav Zreik Rav Amar of Yehuda explained? So they explain, if we wouldn't have Rav Zreik Rav Amar of Yehuda explaining who sheyesh lo deka nox me by joy, we might have thought that our Mishnah is teaching us that because of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, we could be Mekel, and we could do all of these malachas, the Nata Raisa, and we'd be fine. But now that Rav Zreik is teaching us that it has to be understood that a malacha is not taking place, so ask the Gemara, you've resolved Rav Zreik the problem of Harisha Muksa, but what about the other malachas? Isn't there concern of Ketisha? So Mefarshim asked that the Shulchan Aruch says that Ketisha is only possible by Gedulei Karka. And here, offer is not something that grows from the ground, it's the ground itself. So many Achronim say, based on this, that Daglital says this, that earth, Gedulei Karka, is not limited to something that grows from the ground. The ground itself can be considered Gedulei Karka. The Tehillah of David says that the ground itself is always subject to Tchina. When we say that Tchina only applies to Gedulei Karka, it's talking about food. Which food is subject to Tchina and which food is not subject to Tchina? That is, depends if it's Gedulei Karka or not. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in agreeing with Eglital, says the only time we find that the ground is not considered Gedulei Karka is regarding Schach, that we cannot use earth from the ground as Schach. Asks the Eglital, the halacha is that although Tchina is Asr, as we're explaining, if Tchina is done right before we're going to use the food, an example, the halacha is if somebody cuts vegetables into very small pieces, it's an Isr Tchina. However, the Ramah says if he does it right before eating, it wouldn't be Tchina. So therefore, ask the Eglital, why are we saying that this is a concern of Tchina? He's going to crumble the earth and use it immediately, and therefore it should be considered Tchina. Says the Eglital, the heter of doing Tchina and using it immediately is only by Dvar Machl, only by food. Everywhere else, Tchina is Tchina, and it's Osir, even if what you're going to crumble and grind will be used immediately. So the Gemara asks, what about the concern of grinding? Amrav Chibarashi, Amrav, Bafetechuach. We're dealing with soft ground, so it doesn't require any crushing. Ask the Gemara for covered guma, but he's making a hole in the ground, which is also asur. And Rashi explains that the chiyuv of making a hole in the ground is binyan. Others explain the chiyuv is chrisha. And the Farshim explain, why did Rashi prefer to say that it's binyan? So they explain, because generally the earth used on Yontif is the earth from the house, and making a hole in the ground in the house is considered binyan. Answers the Gemara, Kedar of Abba, Domer of Abba, Hachoyf of Gubim b'Shabbos. If somebody makes a hole in Shabbos for Ein Tzorach Lelaf, and he needs the earth, Potala, it's not considered that he made a Maisa binyan. So Rashi explains, because it's a Makalkal. The only time with Chayiv and Shabbos for Melacha, Shabbos Yontif for Melacha, is when he does a constructive act. This is a destructive act, and that's why he's not chayiv. Tosfos goes on to explain that this is a melach shen tzricha legufa, and therefore we know Rav Shimon holds the melach shen tzricha legufa is potter. And the Rishonim explain in understanding Tosfos that Tosfos is saying that Rashi is telling us that even according to Rav Yehuda, that holds a melach shen tzricha legufa yechayiv, here you'll be potter, because there's another consideration that it's a mekalkel. The Tosfos asks, what's the Gemara's question that it's called making a binyan, that it's called making a hole? Didn't we just establish that it's dealing with ofer tichuach, with soft earth? And Tosfos quotes the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, says that by ofer tichuach, by soft earth, it's not possible to make a hole. So Tosfos answers that the earth itself that's being used to cover the blood is soft earth, ofer tichuach. But the earth around it is hard, and that's why the Gemara asks, isn't there a concern of binyan? Ask the Rashba, what forces Tosfos to say that teretz? So the Rashba says a beautiful explanation. The Rashba says that if the earth around this soft earth were not hard, and there's no concern at all, then we need to understand Beis Hillel. Why is Beis Hillel machmer l'chatchil in the Mishnah and saying that you're not allowed to do this? If we're dealing with soft earth, what's the problem? That's why it must be, says the Rashba, that the earth around it is hard, and that's why there may be a concern at least on one level of binyan. That's why Beis Hillel doesn't want to rely on that l'chatchila. The Mefarshim ask, now that we've explained why all the different malachas that one might have violated have not been violated, so now the question is, what's the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So Mefarshim explain that according to Beis Shammai, given that no malachas involved, and it's Simchas Yontif to do Shechita, one could be Yachba B'deka V'Yechasa. Beis Hillel doesn't want to rely on Yachba B'deka and Yechasa, because since all of these halachas that we just explained depend on very specific situations, soft earth, etc., therefore Beis Hillel say we should not rely on that L'chatchila. So the Mishnah said, "She'efa kira muchenu." Ash is muchen. Ask the Gemara, "Efa kira man dechan shemei." The Mishnah just speaks about ash of a stove, but where does it come from? And the Gemara, first explained, the question of the Gemara is based on the word she'efer, because efer. Where were we discussing efer that the Mishnah mentioned she'efer? Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi explains hachakama. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Ve'efa kira, but if there's ash available, ash is considered muchanhu, and everybody would agree, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would agree, that under those circumstances, one can shecht and use the efer to cover the ground. The Rishonim discuss what kind of efer may be used to cover dam. They say that only earth from which something can grow is considered acceptable for kisui dam. So they say that according to those Rishonim, the efer that's discussed in our Gemara would have to be efer of the ground. Amar Yehuda Merav, Lo Yishon Al Shosuk Me'erev Yontov. When we say that we can rely on ash, it's only if the wood was burnt before Yontif and it was already ash before Yontif. Aval Husuk be Yontif, if it was only reduced to ash on Yontif, Asr, then you can't use such ash. Why? Because that's Muksa. It's a Muksa of Noilad that the Rishonim explain, even Rav Shimon agrees, is Muksa. Vimroy Litzus Vebeya. But if the ash is still hot enough that you could use it to roast an egg on it, then mutter. One could use such ash for kisui hadam, because then the ash is not muksa, because it could be used to cook, and we know that in yontif you're allowed to cook. Tani nami hachi, shamer efekir mukhenhu, loy shana shosuk me'erev yontif, that the ash was burnt before yontif, so it was already prepared before yontif. Aval hosuk be yontif, if the ash was only created on yontif, asur, it's noilid. From Roy Litlis by Beya, but if it's warm enough that it could be used to roast an egg, then the loch is mutter because it's not muksa. Taisus quotes a Yerushalmi that, and this the halacha, that let's say one has ash in his oven and he wants to put a pot, he wants to put food in the oven. The halacha is that he can move the ash in order to be able to cook, because the isser of muksa is removed when there's an issue of oichel nefesh and simchas yontif. Ask the Beis Yosef, if so, why is there an issue with this ash? Here we have a shaila of using the ash letzarech simchas yontif, letzarech oichel nefesh, to be able to do the shechita. So even if the ash is muksa, it's noilad, why can't we use it? So the Magen Avraham answers that there are two concepts. Magen Avraham says a very big chiddush. There's a chiddush of tiltal muksa, and there's a concept of ishtamshish b'muksa. When Taisus teaches us that if in order to be able to cook or bake, we're allowed to move something with muksa, that involves tiltal muksa, and that's permitted. Letzarech oichel nefesh simchas yontif. Here, however, explains the Magen Avraham, we want to be mishtamish b'muksa. We want to use the muksa. Using muksa is not permitted, even letzarech oichel nefesh and letzarech yontif. The Meiri asks that the Gemara here says that if the ash is still warm, roy litzlois by beya, then it can be used to cover. Ask the Meiri that the halacha is that you're not allowed to use hot ash. You're not allowed to use a hot item to do kisui hadam. So how could it be used? So he explains that if when I take the afer, it's hot, and I'm not allowed to use it, but since when I picked it up, it's not muksa, because it's roy litzlos lebeya, even though when I'm actually going to use it to cover the dam, it will have cooled off, because the halach is it's supposed to be cooled off, because I'm only supposed to use cool afer, but when I picked it up a heter, I'm allowed to go continue using it. Continue the braisa. Hechnas ofel ginas luchubasai. If somebody brought a large pile of earth into his garden, mutal chasas bai, he's allowed to use that earth to cover the dam, because it's considered mukhin. Vom Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda goes a step further. Machnas adam molay kapasay offer, a person could take a basket of earth, vaysik about sarchay, and could use it for whatever he needs. That means if he has earth, and he designates a corner in his house for that earth, we don't say that he meant that the earth should become part of the floor, we meant that he could use the earth for whatever purposes he needs. However, says Gemara, Darsh Mazutra and Shmei the Mazutra Rabbah, in understanding Rabbi Yehuda's psak, for who sheikh like Karen Zavis, only when a particular spot has been designated for that earth. That shows that he's not intending it that should become part of the floor. Meisvei asked the Gemara a question from the following Mishnah. Just a word of introduction before we quote the Mishnah. Many times in Shas, we we discuss an animal which is called a koi. There's even a question how to pronounce it, kvi or koi. I saw that Reb Chaim Konyevsky says that his father, the stipler, would call it koi. A koi is a suffik chai, a suffik behema. We're not exactly sure what status it has. Does it have the status of a behema? Does it have the status of chaya? And in halacha, there are very big differences between a behema and a chaya. The halacha is that a chaya v'oif require kisui hadam, the subject that we're discussing today. A behema does not have to have kisui hadam. On the other hand, chaylev, the isur chaylev only applies midaraisa by behema. It does not apply by chayiv oif. Says the Mishnah, koi ein shecht nesav yontif. One is not allowed to shecht a koi in yontif from shechtoi, and if he did, ein mechasin stami. Why are you not allowed to shecht it? Because when you shecht it, you have a question if you should do kisui adam or not. So during the week, that locha is that we do kisui adam misafik. But yontif teaches us the Mishnah, don't shecht it, and if you did shecht it, don't be mechasin adam. There's a machlokes rishonim. When we say that during the week we do kisui adam on a koi l'chumra, does that mean do we make a bracha or not? The Shulchan Aruch says a bracha should not be made. Ask the Gemara Vim Isa, if Rabbi Yehuda just taught us that if one brings a pile of earth into his house, he could that means it's not muksa and he could use it l'chsik Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we take that pile of earth, prepare it for before Yontif, and then be allowed to shecht a koi even on Yontif? Ask the Rishonim, why is the Gemara's question limited to Rav Yehuda's position? The Tanakhama also said, Hechnes ofa l'ginos l'chabasoi mutal chasasboi. So why is the Gemara asking only according to Rav Yehuda? So I saw two answers. One answer is, because here, as we said earlier, Shechita takes place in the house, and Rav Yehuda is talking about earth which is found in the house. And I saw another teretz. When we see Rabbi Yehuda mentioning his position, he adds four words. He adds the words, V'oisaba kol tzorchai. With this earth, with this pile of earth in your house, you could do anything you want with it. So ask the Gemara, if you could do anything you want with it, so why can't you use it to cover the dam of the koi? Answers the Gemara, L'tameich, and according to your question, we learned in the Mishnah that Eifakira is acceptable. So lichsev Eifakira. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that we could use Eifakira to cover the blood of the dam, of the koi? Idekanots that we learned on top of this Amid is an acceptable approach. Ella, how must you explain the Mishnah? The Leslie, that the Mishnah is discussing a situation where a person doesn't have these items available. And that's why he should not check, says the Gemara, and cover. He doesn't have these items available, that's why he can't do kisui adam if he shechted a koi. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to explain the Mishnah, Mayir Yosafik, why does the Mishnah have to discuss a koi? Where does a shail of kisui adam is required? A fil avad namiloi. Even by a regular chayiv oif, if you don't have offer, efer prepared in a halachically acceptable manner, you're not allowed to do the shechita. Says the Gemara, loy mibay kamen. The way to understand the Mishnah is this way. It goes without saying, loy mibay vadei loy shachet. Certainly a chayiv oif may not be slaughtered if you don't have the proper material prepared beforehand and you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. Aval safek. But we're dealing with a koi. With the entire requirement to cover the dam is a safek. So I would think, mishum simchus Yontif lishchait. Go shecht it. And the requirement of Simchas Yontif should outweigh the possible chiyuv of kisui adam. Kamash Malon teaches us the Mishnah that kisui adam should not be done and shechita should not be done under those circumstances. Ask the Gemara v'amiditani sefer. Let's understand what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah continued saying, "Vim shachtoi, if one did shecht it, ein mechasin l'stamai." Now, if you're explaining the Mishnah is referring to a situation where the various materials that can be used for kisui adam are not available, what's pshat in mechas in the stomach? There's nothing to use. Mechlal, what must be pshat in the Mishnah? But this lay is skinin, that he does have it available. And he's still, the Mishnah is teaching us that even though he has the various materials available, the halach is, it may not, those materials may not be used for kisui hadam of a koi. Ask the Gemara, why not? Ewa merava, eifa kira muchen levadai, eifa kira can be used for when we have a definite obligation by chai v'oif, vei muchen l'sofik. It cannot be used when we don't know, we're not clear if we have to do it at all by a koi. Ask the Gemara, l'sofik my tamaloi. Why may it not be used by a koi? Because the kavod guma. We're concerned that when he takes the earth with a deck of nuts, he's going to be making a hole. Ask the Gemara, v'adi nami kavod guma. When you have a vadai, you're also making a hole by a chai v'oif. Ella, what are we going to explain? That there is no issue of making a hole. Kedrababa, like we learned in Amar Aleph, that making a hole is a mekalkel. Making a hole is a malacha shen tzrich legufo. Hachanam kedrababa. So by koi it's the same mekalkel or malacha shen tzrich legufo. Ella, sofik maitama. Why aren't you allowed to do it by a sofik? Dilmah b'ketisha. Because we're concerned that you're going to come to the malacha of ketisha, crumbling the earth. Ask the Gemara v'ayi that nami nigz mishu ketisha. So by vadi also we should be concerned that you're going to come to malacha of ketisha. Answers the Gemara, Vadai, if even Ketisha is violated when somebody takes the earth to cover the Chayiv Oif, Vadai ki of Ketisha, also Esavitoicha Loisa say. The Aloha is, Aloha that we have throughout Shas, that the Mitzvah say is Doicha Mitzvah Loisa say. So the Mitzvah say of Kisui Hadam is Doicha the Loisa say of Ketisha. But when can we say of it as the Doicha Loisa say, when there's certainly an assay? That's by a chai v'oif. By a koi, however, where there's a question if there's an obligation to do kisi adam, so therefore we can't say as assay v'doicha loisa say. The Mefarshim explain what is the basis for assay doicha loisa say, because if we would think about it, we should say that Esa doicha loisa say should be stronger. For loisa say, if somebody violates a loisa say, he gets a punishment. If somebody does is not mekayim and say, there is no punishment. So I saw two explanations. Some explain, the Ran explains, that the Torah doisha, when it told us that something, that there's a loisa say, what the Torah said, this loisa say is only relevant when it doesn't interfere with fulfilling an assay. But when one, but if the loisa say interferes with being mekayim an assay, there is no loisa say. There's no loisa say altogether. That's how the Ran explains. The Ramban explains very interestingly. The Ramban explains that assay represents oivid mahava. Somebody does mitzvah assay, he's doing it because he loves Hashem, and that's why he does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Loisa say represents Oivid Meira. He's Oivid Hashem out of fear. He's afraid that if he's Oivid Aveira, he'll get an Oynish. Oivid Mahava is greater than Oivid Meira, and that's why Esay Doiche Loisa say. The Rishonim ask that even though, as we're learning, there is a rule of Esay Doiche Loisa say, that rule is only when we have no other option. But if we have another option, then Esay is not Doiche Loisa say. So they ask, here we have an option. Do the Shechita on Yontif and wait to do the Kisi Adam to Matzah Yontif. And we won't have to rely on Esed Doicha Loisa say. Answers the Rosh that is not an acceptable approach, because we're concerned that if we leave the dam on the earth, by the time it comes Matzah Yontif, it will become totally absorbed in the ground and we'll not be able to mekayim the mitzvah. However, the Rashba has a very interesting chiddush. He says, delaying a mitzvah is never an acceptable option. What are we saying? We could do kisei adam matzah yontif, which would involve waiting from now when I did the shechita to matzah yontif. That's not an option. And there are two ways of understanding the Rashba. One way is based on what we learned in Amar Aleph, that given the kisei adam is an extension of the shechita, Maisa Shechita, so therefore it has to be done right after the Shechita. You can't delay it. Another way of understanding the Rashba is, even if you don't explain that the Kisui Hadam is an extension of the Shechita, still there's a din, all mitzvahs should be done immediately, and saying that we can wait is not an option. asked the Gemara, when do we say? So the Gemara is saying that by a vadai there is no concern of ketisha because esse doichel oisa say. Ask the Gemara, what? When do we say esse doichel oisa say? Ki goy mila betzuras inami sadim betzitzis. The source for esse doichel oisa say is that the Torah tells us hishoma beneged tzuras. One is not allowed to cut off if he develops a tzuras. Yet the halach is that if somebody had developed a tzuras on the makam hamila, the essay of doing a mila is doicha the leisasei of tzuras, or you're not allowed to wear shatnas, linen and wool. But let's say somebody has a linen four-cornered baguette and he has to put on tzitzis, so it's doicha essay doicha leisasei. When is that? The beginning to come a laugh, come a kaima say. Both happen at the same time. You're wearing tzitzis that are shatnas. You're doing a mila on the place where there's tzuras. Hocha bekinna kamaka laugh like a makayim essay. Here, when I'm doing the ketisha, I'm not doing the essay. I'm first doing the ketisha, only afterwards doing the kisi adam. Answers the Gemara, holy kasha. The bahadi the kasha kamachasi will explain that as he does the ketisha, he does kisi adam. Says the Gemara, still that won't work. Because saif, yes, essay is doicha loisa say. But soiv yontif essay velosa say. In every yontif, there's a chiv essay. Also, because the pasuk says, b'yoyim harishoy shabboson. So essay is doicha loisa say, but essay is not doicha loisa say vasay. So kisu adam being an essay cannot be doicha ketisha, which is a loisa say vasay. So we're back to where we started. Even if the animal is definitely chayiv in kisya dam, chayiv oif, how can we use the earth? And if we can use the earth, why do we distinguish between covering a chaya and covering a koi? There's an interesting shayla in the Mefarshim. The Gemara is saying now that essay is doicha loisa say. So that means that if somebody did ketisha on yonta, for example, lutzorich kisu hadam, why will it be considered that he violated? Is it considered that he violated an essay? Because essay is doicha loisa say. So ketisha is doicha the malacha yonta. Or do we say that since this is a loisa say that has an assay connected to it, that loisasei is sort of a stronger loisasei, and the assay can't be doichit, and therefore if somebody would do ketisha l'tzorich kisei adam, he will have been considered that he violated both a loisasei and a assay. Elam Aravit, so Aravit now gives a different explanation in the Mishnah that makes a difference between the chaya and the koi. Eifikira dat levadai, somebody has ash prepared, he's going to use it for what he's mekhoyev to do, kisu adam of a chaya, vein data l'sofik. But it's not designated for something which is not definitely obligated to do. Says the Gemara, the Rav l'tamei. Dama Rava, hichnas ofel chasas bei tzoya, if somebody prepared earth to cover if there's tzoya in the house, mutal chasas bei dam tzipa. He's allowed to use it if he'll shech the bird to cover that dam. However, if he prepared the blood, the earth, to cover the dam tzipur, osl chasas by tzoya. He cannot use it to cover tzoya. Because, since, explains Rashi, tzoya is not for sure that there'll be tzoya in the house, or not necessarily going to be in a place where it has to be covered, so something that was designated for something I must use cannot be considered designated for something that I will not definitely need. Now, Bloy Amri, now Bloy disagrees. I feel a hichnis offer lahachs by dam tzipur, even if somebody brought earth to use to cover dam tzipur, mutal chas by tzoya, because when Bloy say having tzoya in the house, especially when there's a child in the house, is considered vadai. Amri Merova. So they explain it at the straw. Plead by Rav Yosef Bacham of Rav Zeira, Vamle Rava Bered Rav Yosef Bacham of Rav Zeira. Chanama koya rei kutsoya. Covering blood of a koi is treated like covering the tzoya. And therefore, earth prepared for tzoya will be used for koi. For charama, koi ain't a tzoya. that even if one prepared earth for tzoya, and even as we're explaining, it's not, tzoya is not for sure going to be needed, the offer. We said tzoya is a suffix. Koi is even a step lower. Why is koi a step lower? So there's two ways of understanding. One way of understanding is simple, because the likelihood of tzoya is still more likely than koi. Another way of understanding is that it's a different type of a suffix. Tzoya is a suffix, will there be tzoya, will there not be tzoya. And therefore, if there's children in the house, tzoya, it's likely there's going to be tzoya. Koi has nothing to do with likely to happen or not likely to happen. The whole requirement of kisi adam on koi is a tzofik, and therefore it's not the same. Says the Gemara, this time the Rav is the one with koi reik tzoya. I'll prove you that Rav is the man that says the covering dam of a tzoya is treated like covering dam koi and tzoya. They're both considered a tzofik, not like nehabloi. Dami Rav, hichnas ofel chachnas by tzoya. If somebody brought offer to cover tzoya, mutal chas by dam tzipur. Because even though this is a sofik, and it's a if it's muchen le sofik, it's certainly muchen le vaday. However, dam tzipur, if somebody prepared dam, prepared offer for dam tzipur, osl chas by tzoya. Because dam tzipur is considered a vaday, tzoya is considered a sofik. This time, this is indeed a proof.